Now, first, some detail of this, or a suggestion this raised on the rumour file this morning of a gastro outbreak at Sandown. Now, we got a tip on it last night. We've done a bit of work on it. There was a function there last Wednesday, a high school function. We're told 400 students, parents, and teachers, a number, quite a large number, ill by Friday, and then a further event, a more illness on the Friday night. On the line, Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Rosemary Lester. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So, what were the numbers on the Wednesday night?
Yes, that's right. My information is that it was almost 400 people attended from the Wanturna Secondary College, and of those, just over 100 have reported illness that we're aware of. The group on the Friday night was a much smaller group of about 100, and we're aware of about three or four who've reported illness.
Now, are the illnesses the same?
Yes, they've all reported gastroenteritis, so they've reported symptoms of diarrhoea and vomiting.
When did the people from the Wednesday from Wanturna start to become ill?
About 24 hours after the function, they first started to become ill.
But the function centre was still open the next on the Friday, which is
it
3 days
later. It was attended once we were informed of this. We immediately contacted the City of Greater Dandenong Council, who attended on the Friday. Now, obviously, there was still an issue on the Friday night, it appears. So Dandenong Council have returned again yesterday and done some further investigation and further clean-up of the premises, according to our guidelines. So the centre has voluntarily closed. And we'll make sure that we're happy, as well as the City of Greater Dandenong are happy, before the centre reopens.
Should, in fact, have been closed on the Friday.
Well, Neil, we're not sure what the cause of this is, whether it's whether it is food contamination, whether it's been a hygiene issue. You know, it's possible that the toilets have been heavily contaminated by someone with gastro. So we don't really know what the cause is. So it's really too early to speculate, and we'll be waiting for the results of samples.
But whatever
we can
the cause,
comment on that.
Whatever the cause, there are 100 people ill on the Wednesday, but it's still open on the Friday, and three more get ill. Is that normal?
Well, the City of Greater Dandenong did attend on the Friday and go through the normal procedures for our guidelines. Now, usually that's sufficient to contain any further illness. Unfortunately, in this case, we have had further reports of illness, and that's why it's been closed.
Is it possible that there could have also been a problem, because we're getting some calls about this, with people who attended the dog racing?
Look, I'm not aware of any calls about that. The only information I have is those two groups on the Wednesday night and the Friday night.
So, did this function centre, does that also service people at events there, like dog races or horse races or car races?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Is it open this weekend?
Well, as I said, the function centre won't open until we're happy that the food handling processes are adequate. So we'll be talking further to the City of Greater Dandenong about that.
But is the racetrack open this weekend?
I would imagine that it would be open, yes.
Yeah, and but that facility won't be serving anybody food.
That's right. They won't be serving anybody food until we're happy that the hygiene practices are adequate.
Yeah. Look, so do you mind staying with you just a minute? Because Hugh's just called in. This might help you a little. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
What happened to you?
Oh, we went to the dogs on the Friday night. Eight of us, and six of the eight got the gastro. Really bad.
From the dog racing?
Yeah, from the dog cup night.
Did you eat there?
Yeah, we had it's a full buffet for about, I don't know, 200 people, I suppose.
And which this is last Friday?
Last Friday, their big cup night, which is the night after they had the function from the school, I was told.
No, the school was Wednesday. There was another function Friday. Where did you eat on the Friday?
At their German lounge.
All right.
In the front of the glass, yeah.
Are you willing to give us your details off air so the health people can be in touch?
Yeah, sure.
You okay now?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's the girls that all got sick, and there's a friend of ours we took specially, and she's still crook. Been 4 days for her.
How many of you got sick?
Six out of the eight.
And how badly sick?
2 days, like fully both ends.
So you go to the doctor?
I think one did, yes. The other two was like a 24-hour thing.
Okay, hold on, Hugh. We'll get a contact for you. Dr. Lester, that sounds as if it's extended to the dogs as well, doesn't it?
Yes, well, any further information that we can get is helpful. So if Hugh can pass on his details to you, we'll certainly be in contact. As I said, the more information we have, the more likely we are to track down the source of the outbreak.
Do you know whether that facility he's talking about is the same one that served the school function?
No, I'm not sure. I'll have to get Dan in on council to advise us on that.
Okay, and you haven't identified what's caused it yet?
No, we're interviewing a sample of the people who attended on the Wednesday night. What we do is interview people who became ill and some people who didn't become ill so that we can work out if there's a common food vehicle for those who did become ill and, of course, who've taken samples for examination from our laboratory.
Well, you talk about it could be food, obviously. Could you get a sufficiently virulent type of gastro to go through as this many people in this way? Well, you know, where it's a gastro bug rather than the food?
That's right. The viruses that cause gastro are very, very infectious. So if the food has been contaminated by somebody with virus on their hands, that can lead to a picture like what we've seen here. As I said, you can get sort of heavy contamination in the toilets. It's probably more likely from what we're hearing that this has been someone who's contaminated the food, but again, we're not sure about that. We have to wait for results of further tests.
It's a lot of people, though, when we're talking at this stage about 110, 120 people, aren't we?
Yes, that's right. It is a lot of people, so we're treating this very seriously.
Anybody hospitalised that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Thank you very much for your time. Dr. Rosemary Lester, Victoria's Chief Health Officer.